It's Amy Labota, EA Radio Around the Patch, and I've got with me Tiffany Schumacher. Tiffany, you are a pilot, a crew chief, a mechanic, all these things mixed up into one. Tell me a little bit about what you're doing.
Well, I'm a little bit of an apprentice with everything.
Oh, so, excellent.
Always a student pilot, always working as an apprentice mechanic, and the crew chief, I think I've got that down pat pretty good now.
Explain exactly what a crew chief does. Are you working with the Sky Soldier?
Yeah, the Sky Soldiers with Army Aviation Heritage Foundation.
Wow.
So I've been with the organization since 1998 when we first started.
Okay.
And I've been a crew chief for the foundation for about 7 years. I pretty much know the systems of the helicopters, have to do pre-flights. Sometimes I get to ferry the helicopters.
Oh, see, now that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, yeah. Have a great time with the people that I work with mostly.
What kind of helicopters are you guys flying?
Hueys. We have Cobras. We actually have a Loach.
Whoa. There aren't a lot of those outside of military.
No, there aren't. We have gotten special permission to fly these Cobras and Hueys and the Loach, and we do air shows. So.
Terrific, terrific. Well, welcome to EAA Air Venture.
Thank you. I love it here.
Tell me a little bit about the reason the Sky Soldiers Foundation coalesced.
We wanted to provide an opening between the general public and military aviation, and to keep that drive alive for the people that truly loved aviation through Vietnam War and other wars, just to keep things active for those people that really do appreciate it and want to be a part of Army aviation.
What brought you to it?
I started flying Robinson helicopters in 96.
Terrific, the R-22. It's a great machine, isn't it?
It is great. It is a lot of fun. You can go anywhere in it, and makes for expensive lunches, but it's
a
good time.
Yeah, it does. And there's nothing quite like balancing on a beach ball, which is what I equate hovering to in that thing.
It is, yeah. You have to have all of your senses and be precise in what you're doing.
Yeah, and the other thing is you really wear it, don't you? It's almost like you don't make a move. You think
which direction you want to go in, and you just go in that direction just by thinking.
Yeah.
A lot of times you could just hold the cyclic with your finger and think about what you want to do, hovering very carefully or veer to the left or veer to the right, do rudder pedal turns, things like that. It's just
because if you actually make the motion, you've overdone it.
Exactly.
That's the thing with that helicopter. Now, it's less so as you get into the much bigger helicopters, I've noticed.
There are more hydraulics and stuff with the Hueys than the Robinsons.
Yeah, I once had the opportunity, I will say, to fly a Cayman Sea Sprite.
Nice.
With the Navy, and they allowed me to do some takeoffs and landings. And so I got a sense of what that big, heavy helicopter feels like, and it was so easy compared to the Robinson.
Yes. So back in 98 when we started the foundation, we had just a few helicopters and a couple of fixed-wing aircraft. And we have slowly accumulated up to about 4 Hueys. We have 6 Cobras. I can't tell you how many parts and hulls of helicopters that we have, but we're constantly able to switch out parts as needed and send off our engines to be overhauled, and we can install just about every piece. We have mechanics, IAs, everything, everybody.
Where is your central base?
Atlanta, Georgia, Hampton, Georgia specifically. It's about 20 miles south of the Atlanta airport near the Atlanta Motor Speedway.
And how many volunteers do you have on a regular basis out there working on these helicopters?
On an average day, we have between 12 to 30.
Whoa.
Yeah, everybody comes out and volunteers. We all have to get our sweat equity time in. And we have over 1,000 members. We have about 60 of us that are constantly active down there working, getting our sweat equity time in, doing the air shows, sweeping hangars, washing windows, working with parts, overhauling parts, cleaning parts, putting things back together again after inspecting them. We've taken rotors off and put them back on. We have all the tools and equipment.
The one thing that helicopters are not lacking for are moving parts and parts that wear out, correct?
That's true.
And it's all about the maintenance in terms of safety. Would you not agree?
About 40 hours of maintenance to 1 hour of flight time.
Now that's just crazy. Seriously?
Seriously.
Okay, well, that's why you need 1,000 members.
Yeah. Everybody is very devoted to the foundation. The majority of our members were Vietnam helicopter pilots and mechanics and crew chiefs. So I have learned from firsthand experience from combat helicopter flying people on how to be a crew chief, apprenticeship mechanic, and of course, I get to fly the helicopters every now and then, too.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Now, is this a vocation or an avocation? Is this your day job, or is this just something that you aspire to in your next career?
I consider this to be my other job.
Okay.
I'm waiting for my father to win the lottery so I can quit my day job and go and work on helicopters full time. But I get down to the foundation about once a month, work for about 2-3 days. And then I have to head back up to Chicago where I live, and I work for United Airlines.
Oh,
that's my
excellent.
Main job.
And what do you do for United Airlines?
I'm a lead flight attendant.
Wow.
So I fly the purser lead flight attendant on wide-body aircraft, internationally and domestic. And I have very few locations that I haven't been to.
And see, people don't stop to think for a second that flight attendants, gate agents, baggage handlers, they've got a lot of other things going on.
I find that anybody in aviation always has some other hobby, either if it is also in aviation, or we have doctors, lawyers. I have a friend who is a nurse, and another friend who is a dentist, who is also a flight attendant. They're also private pilots themselves.
Yeah, exactly. And I have such great respect for the cabin crew, particularly on long-haul international flights, because, come on, people get intense on an airplane. You kind of bottle up all that anxiety and stuff like that and stick it in an aluminum tube and make them sit next to each other for, 14 hours.
To make it all work is a lot of effort, yes. I have a tendency to, as I'm going through the aisle, speaking to a few people in the passenger seats here and there, and I said, "Have you met the person sitting next to you?" "Well, no, I haven't." "Well, why don't you introduce yourself? You're going to be sitting next to him for 12 hours.
Yeah.
Got to get people social. And once you can get people relaxed and a little more comfortable in the situation, they're more able to comply with regulations.
That's
and with
exactly
crew members.
Right. That's exactly right. And my hope is that by hearing you speak so eloquently about Sky Soldiers and about your involvement and the other things that you do, that we can get people's attention and they will never quite look at their flight attendant the same way again.
No, they won't.
You know?
My friends that I speak to about being a flight attendant do have a different perspective when they walk on the airplane, a more respect for the flight attendants and an understanding of what we go through on a daily basis. For example, my training to get into United Airlines was 9 weeks long. We had 1 week of technical procedures, and then the other 9 weeks was just details, how to understand the manual, how to actually work a flight, how to keep control of 400 people, how to evacuate an aircraft in less than a minute if needed. We had extreme, intense training.
I would think, too, that you also have to learn to read people a little bit.
Yes. I'm a very good judge of character. When passengers walk onto my aircraft specifically, I try to look everybody in the eye and say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, hello. And I like to have a response back, either a smile or just somebody to say hello.
I understand that completely. You get a little connection. They know you're a person.
Yes.
And that's key for whatever's going to come next.
It is.
They might actually sit up and listen to the safety announcement. Now, I've got a stat that I use in some of my briefings that I researched, and it said that 95% of aircraft accidents are survivable and that passengers who have survived aircraft accidents say it was something in the pre-flight briefing
that they paid attention to,
either given by the pilot or the flight attendant,
yes,
that saved their life.
That's all that counts, is saving lives, making
sure
everybody is safe.
That's exactly right. Tiffany, tell me where people can get more information about Sky Soldiers.
You can look up Army Aviation Heritage Foundation online. We're also available at armyav.org.
armyav.org.
Yes.
Okay, terrific. And where are you guys located here on the site at the show?
We're not here this year.
Oh.
We have been here in previous years. I guess I'm the lone representative.
I was going to say, you are here this year. What are you talking about? You're wearing the shirt.
I do wear the shirt every day.
Yeah.
And change shirts, of course. But yes, just want everybody to know that the Army Aviation Heritage Foundation is here at Oshkosh. A love of Oshkosh. I've been coming here since 97, and I just love this place. I love the aviation, and if we can get more of our helicopters here in the future Oshkosh shows, that would be great. Especially doing Huey rides would be amazing.
That would be terrific. If people want to help with the program, who should they call?
They can contact me, Tiffany Schumacher. I'm also available at tmockflyer.com or at AOL.com. You can also look up Army Aviation Heritage Foundation. We have a phone number. You can also contact my friend Kurt Knapp. He's always at the hangar, ready for phone calls and to help with the membership.
Terrific. So if you want to go down to Atlanta and spend a little time and put in a little sweat equity on helicopters, you know who to call.
Come
Tiffany,
on down, yes.
Thank you so much for taking the time to come by on this, it's a little less gray than it was kind of day, and I do see some airplanes lining up, so it looks like it's time to go out and spend a little time around the patch.
Absolutely.
I think I will. Thanks
Thank you.
A lot.
Thanks for having me.